The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Compliment. Rodeo clown. Pizza. Sucking toes.
Episode 22. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Joseph.
How are you? We spent a lot of time together over the past week.
A little too much.
Okay.
I'm sick of you.
It's not how I was going to look at that. I was growing fond.
Oh, I thought you were going to go the other way and we were going to be on the same page.
No, we'll talk about this off the air. They don't have to hear about our relationship. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want them to know how much you hate me and how much I love you and how we'd have a disconnect there.
How we're just putting this on just for the show.
Just
now.
For the show alone. We get done. We start punching each other.
The first 3-4 weeks were okay, and then ever since it's been shitty, and we've just been faking it ever since.
Yeah, it's working out great for us. Thank you guys for joining us. I have, right before I came over to the studio to record today, I've been having this washing machine situation at my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Washing machine in the middle of the night for no reason whatsoever, just decided that it was going to stop working. So that was fun. I went to go get the clothes out, and they were just covered in a pond of water, pretty much. Okay, well, I can't fix it. Tried to look it up. Getting to the point here, but I've been trying to get this thing fixed for like 2 weeks. The guy finally, after they fucked up my appointment last week, and they're like, "Oh, sorry, the guy was coming," and then he just didn't.
That's probably why we didn't show up, because he was coming.
And I was like, "Okay,
sorry, jerking off, not gonna make it.
I can't make." Oh, I completely understand.
I'll be here between noon and four.
Don't worry
about
it.
I'm not masturbating.
But he finally showed up today to replace the part. He's talking to me about what he's doing, and he keeps looking at me in a weird way. I was like, what is going on? Like, I
was spank bank material.
Could have been. He's putting me into that spank bank, just like locking it in, mm-hmm. mental picture. And he's talking to me, and he keeps looking at me and looking at me, and I realized it's because I'm wearing an Anaconda and Finch shirt, and he's trying to kind of read it and understand what is wrong with me.
Mm.
So I didn't really, he just kept on looking. I was like, what's this guy's deal? His eye contact sucks. He keeps looking at me and then looking at my chest. I felt like a woman.
You're like, my eyes are up here.
Yeah, get up here. Right up here, buddy. Let's talk washing machine.
I was going to say, maybe it's because of your haircut.
Maybe.
But he was staring at your shirt.
He just kept on going up and down, and I just didn't really get why he was doing it.
Three
didn't think
steps.
About it.
Hair, eyes, shirt. Shirt. Hair, eyes, shirt. Hair, eyes, shirt.
But washing machine's fixed, in case you were worried about that.
I was really worried about that, mm-hmm. actually.
But now the pump is really loud, so they get to come back and replace that in 6 years.
Something.
I know. But yeah, we did spend a lot of time together this past week. We're happy that the... we're going to be making that 911 video?
Yeah,
coming
the dispatcher.
Out? Uh-huh.
Shitty dispatcher video.
Yeah, no, I don't know how many episodes back it was now, but we had Colin, the fucking whatever guy, and we put him into the 911 dispatch situation, and that's going to be coming in video form. What, now? Is it, by the time this episode comes out, is it out? Is
it'll it either be out or almost out.
Okay.
That's I don't know right. what we're going to do.
I don't know. But it'll come out, and we had a lot of fun making it, and we're going to continue to do that kind of stuff. So check out our socials.
Joe's going to get into the video world. He's joining the video world. We're going to merge our two things together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, make sure to go watch the Facebook and internet, all the socials,
mm-hmm.
and come over to my page, just my name, Brian Albrandt, and it'll be on there, too.
And that's Brian with a...
with a Y.
That's right. Okay. I just want to make sure that people didn't forget about that.
Yeah. Get that video going when it comes out. Go share that shit.
I know. It helps us out a ton.
Because Facebook's so dumb right now. It's just not pushing my videos out. It sucks.
It's like they want you to switch platforms.
Yeah,
it
I know.
It is weird when places do that.
And then you got to pay to boost your post just to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
I never had to do that.
I remember it was all that stuff. If you're a gamer, when Twitch was going through shit, and all they were doing just pissing off everybody that was streaming on their platform, and they're like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
And then everywhere else started doing gaming stuff, and now Twitch has kind of lost a huge slice of the pie.
Oops.
Because they just didn't give a fuck. So even the giants can fall down. If you are subscribed to us on Patreon, thanks to all the new ones that did come in over the past week, you will get the episode a little bit early. That's one of the perks.
Mm-hmm.
You get discounts on the merch. So if you want an Anaconda and Finch shirt, head over to
Joe's
Candy.
Joe's Anaconda don't want an SU.
Can
get that Patreon
stuff.
Buns.
CanYouDon'tPodcast.com. That's where you go. So everyone who's a silly goose, part of the gaggle, thank you so much. And starting with this episode, we're going to try this out. If you are part of the Patreon subscription stuff, we're going to keep going when the episode's over.
Yeah.
So you're going to get some bonus content on the back end of this episode.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of like it's like you're at a club,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, well, let's keep this party going. Let's go back to a hotel room.
They unclick the little velvet rope.
Yeah, and then you go back to the secret room where all the shit goes on.
That's right.
And it'll go a little deeper back mm-hmm. there.
Ooh. In more ways than one.
Pun intended.
Want something you want to, oh, you got something you want to see on the show? Hey guys, at canyoudon'tpodcast.com, I bring that up to bring this up because we're doing confessions.
And we'll probably call that episode 22.5.
Yeah,
why not? Each one will be like 23.5, 24.5.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Little halfsies.
Yeah. And you will get it early. It's promised early. It's been working out that everyone who's on Patreon gets it like Monday at noon. I mean, I don't think we've missed that since we started doing the show, but blah, 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 blah. But yeah, confessions. You ready to get into the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
Kicking off this one with Would You Rather? Would You Rather? It's a combo between our silly son, Danny. He's so silly. He's
so silly.
And your dad, Joe. I think that...
You calling me your dad
too? I have no idea.
Wait, no, I mean you. Am I calling you daddy now?
Yes, you are.
Jesus, are you grandpa?
Not yet. I hope not. Would you rather have every decision in your life be chosen by a literal coin flip, or have to say yes to every invite for the rest of your life? And all of that sucks so much.
Everything sucks.
Unless you have a gambling addiction, you're going to love option number one. You're like, I don't know. Where do you want to go to eat? I don't know. Get out your special little coin, your life chooser.
It's just always in your pocket and you have to pull it out every single time.
Could it be like more major decisions? Not like whether or not you're going to get out of bed or not that day. Like, is that doesn't count as a decision, right? That's silly.
Yeah,
that's silly. Like a choice throughout your day, you're making a choice, and then that one,
because you wouldn't even put the coin away.
You'd endlessly
get out of bed. Do I walk out of the room?
Do I walk out of the room? Do I flip the coin? Like flip the coin to see if you're going to flip the coin?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So let's just make it major decisions through the day.
Okay,
whether what you're going to eat.
Okay, eat's good.
Whether you go to work.
Right, that's in there. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, you might get fired.
Take a shower or not. Like, all that stuff's in there. That's a coin flip.
Not the minute, petty little things, but, like, you know.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not, like, the daily muscle memory things. But, yeah, actual decisions. That sounds awful.
Do I drive or do I walk?
Mm-hmm.
Ding. See, that's where it gets kind of muddy. Is getting your car to drive to go to work, is that a decision?
Mm-hmm.
It's just something you do. Like, a decision to me seems like, do I have toast or cereal for breakfast?
Is a thought that crosses your mind? Does it now become a decision? So if you have intrusive thoughts, you're like, should I punch this guy in the face or should I not?
Yeah, exactly.
Because
that's my mind. I have intrusive thoughts all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would get real dark real fast.
Mm-hmm. So it is hard to figure out. We have to just define the boundaries on what a decision is.
Do I murder this guy?
Or do I not? So depending on how crazy you are, the coin flip thing could just be unattainable at some point.
So, do I murder this guy? And then it says yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you go kill the person. Then you're like, do I flee the scene or do I hang around? And
Do I get in a shootout with the cops or do I run?
Yeah.
Ding. So it's like, whatever you think. Yeah. That's a
put it down. Put the gun down. Hang on.
Hold on.
I gotta flip this coin real quick.
He's like, put your hands up. Let me get my coin.
Mm-hmm. He's going for a gun.
No,
just
I'm not.
A cone.
I'm just figuring out if I'm putting my hands up or not. I'll explain it all later, I promise. And he goes, oh, sorry, can't put my hands up. That would be a weird...
Yeah, he's like, do I get a shootout or not? And it says, yes, get in a shootout. You're like, all right.
God damn
it. Here we go, guys.
I'm sorry.
I didn't want it. The coin has spoken.
The coin has spoken.
Coin has spoken.
Coin bird. Remember that old video? No?
Nope.
Someone hopefully gets that.
Coiny.
Yeah, that's where... Like, I envy some people's minds sometimes that don't. Like, I know this guy that... We'll just be at like a get together, like a family get together, and he'll just like, he could fall asleep on the, like, we'll just be hanging out and just chatting. He'll just fall asleep on the couch.
You see in a bit.
Because he just, his brain is just like, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Like, it just kind of goes through the day.
Just turn it off whenever you want.
Meanwhile, my brain is always like, someone's going to die. It's like, it's so all day long.
Someone's going to die. Someone's dying. Is it me? I don't know.
Am I dying right now?
Am I dying right now? I could be.
I envy that. Just that carelessness of just whatever.
Mm-hmm. Easy. Is there a situation where the coin flip would be any better? Like if you had nothing going for you? Yeah, I guess. Oh, man.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's too much to even think about. But being invited or having to say yes to every invite for the rest of your life, that is any. If I go, hey, Brian, you want to come over tonight? Yes. Yes, I do. Great. Will you bring all of the food from your refrigerator? Yes, I will. Does that count as an invite?
Well, no. No, it's just like the invite is getting yes.
Okay.
You're not going to force me to clear out my fridge.
Every wedding invite, you have to go to all of them. You get it in the mail. And
well,
you're like,
if you're married,
you
got to go to them anyway.
Oh, you got well.
Like if your wife's going, you're going too.
We never really did that because one of us would stay with the kids. And not make it a $4,000 trip. Just make it a $400 trip.
Do all of your friends have location weddings or something?
Neither of us are from this area. So that's one thing to consider. So I guess it's always a destination.
See, I don't put myself out there to get invited to things. Yeah. My wife gets invited to things.
And then she'd probably, if she asked you in any
way. I would have to say yes.
Yeah, you want to go over to this? Yeah. Or people, oh man. Does this count? Getting a flyer passed out to you at a show? Hey, man, you want to...
Oh, no.
God damn it.
Some shitty local band?
Everywhere. You have to avoid concerts forever. Hey, man, we'd love to see you. Like, fuck! Yes, I'll see you there!
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait! Super sarcastic to every... wouldn't miss it for the world!
You should come check out our church. It's opening up in the new... Whatever. Oh, God.
Oh, God, I will see you there.
Yep. Yeah. And then when you get to church, they're like, you should come to our Bible study.
Coffee hour.
Or whatever. Yeah, Sunday our Bible, school. Sunday's Bible school. You have to go.
Mm-hmm.
That would be torture for me.
It would be. You'd have to be so mean to everybody just to that be no invites for you ever again. You have to be
you
the
just sit
Grinch.
There and make fun of the whole situation to where they're, well, no, then, but then they'd say like, well, you know what? We feel that you're not fully grasping this. Maybe will you come to Wednesday night?
The advanced study.
Yeah, yeah, you have to go to that too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's backfiring by being an asshole.
Yeah.
Because they want to save you.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're getting invited to get saved all the time. Now you're every evening is dedicated to that.
Every time a religion swings by your front door to invite you down. Let's go right now. I thought you'd never ask. Where are we going? You're so used to it. You just get out and like take their hand and start walking.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let's go.
You see him walk up to the door. You're like, hon, I'm going out. I'm putting pants on.
I'm going to the temple. I'll be back later. I don't know. You know, I don't know how
it's
long
two
this goes.
Guys and two guys when they're wearing ties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm heading down to the temple.
Mm-hmm. Every bachelor party. It's a lot, but you know what also is a lot? Flipping a goddamn coin for every decision you make. And I just...
I think I'd rather do that.
You'd rather flip the coin.
Know. I don't want to have to get sucked into everyone's shit.
Mm-hmm. A couple... I mean, you know how coin flips go. I have one. I don't know. I'm not fucking doing this. That's not riveting audio of me flipping a coin.
I mean, we could make it riveting.
You know how they go, where it's supposed to be 50-50, but there's times... Well, you're going to get heads like 9 times in a row.
Well, it's never 50. I mean, it's a 50-50 choice, but it's like 90% of the time it goes against you.
What?
I've heard that they're like 50-50, 90.
No.
Yeah. It's
no,
like,
oh, that's not how that works.
50-50 chance that it will happen, and 90% of the time you choose wrong. I don't remember where I heard that.
There's no way.
Let's do it.
From some guy who's a homeless guy in Vegas who just lost everything.
Yeah.
That's the only dude that's saying that. No, but if you just pick heads every single time and you flip a coin 1,000 times, it has 50% every single time to be heads or tails. And it'll like, the chances are the more you flip it, the more it's going to balance out and be close to 50-50. I want to
see you flip it 10 times, and I want to see if that works.
That's not how that works. You have to keep going. I don't think I have a coin, so that's not
But no, point. It's just on a much smaller scale.
I know,
10 times.
But you have to make the scale bigger to get to represent the 50-50 better. That's how that works.
Unfortunately, we don't have...
Tails?
Okay, so were you going heads? Okay.
Tails.
Okay, two tails.
Tails.
So three tails.
Mm-hmm. Tails.
Four tails.
Mm-hmm. Heads.
Okay, 4-1.
Heads.
4-2.
Mm-hmm. Tails.
5-2.
Tails.
6-2.
Mm-hmm. Heads.
6-3. One last one.
Heads.
6-4. So 40% was heads.
Yeah.
So close.
But if we keep going, it'll just bounce. Anyway, I hope you guys loved that. Fucking amazing.
Well,
if you're still here, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to go with the invites. I'm just going to pretend I like it, and I'm going to go and just be a part of that stuff. Do you think that you could come down and, volunteer for the, can you guys hear my dog?
Shut up!
Yeah, we need some volunteers. Like, I thought you'd never ask. I'm there, baby. What are we doing?
No,
all of it.
I'd almost just take the intrusive thoughts, but I feel like maybe you could train yourself to not think a certain way, so you just have your regular decisions.
The flip a coin for every decision one. There's just too. My brain can't even understand how many times you're flipping that coin, and then the chaos.
How many decisions have you made today, do you think? Like, realistic decisions.
What I was putting on. Like, am I going to get dressed today? Is that how wide the decision scope is?
I don't think it is. Because,
or it's like, am I wearing this shirt or this shirt? And then you flip a coin. And you just have, two things that you choose between. It's either this or that.
Things that you normally do, I don't think should be factor into that. You get in a car to go to work. I don't think you should flip a coin to whether...
You're taking a left or taking a right?
Yeah, because you go the same way. But if there's now there's road construction, and you're like,
do I run over the
road construction?
I run over the workers, or do I go around?
No. See, and I think...
I know, it's hard. I guess that's why my brain can't be like, what is it?
I think do I go the long way or the short way? You have to flip a coin.
Mm. Okay.
I'm going that way. Because I do not want to get sucked into people's stuff.
Into a baby shower?
Yeah, every time.
40 baby showers this month. And then, if you try to be mean, but then you become the funny guy, that's like, they invite you because you are so mean, and they just want you to be there. It's like, this party would be a lot better if that asshole Brian was here to really liven this thing up. Yeah, want to go out for a drink? Yes. Fuck, no matter what you have to do, you have a busy day. And you're like, okay, sorry, kids. I can't go to your basketball game today. I have to go get drunk.
Well, bye. I think that would become the norm so that people would understand. You're just trying to get out of the office without getting invited to something. And then you call your wife. She's like, where are you going?
What are you doing this weekend? La, 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 la.
Yeah.
As you run by
everybody. La, 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 long. La, 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 long.
You could mash your own eardrums out and never hear them. But that's only a read invite.
They'd be like, you come with me.
Sign to baby shower.
Yes.
Like, oh, fuck. All right. Well, we're on different sides on that one. I'm curious what the kids will pick. You can send that in. Let us know. I don't know. It's hard to break down what every decision is. My brain can't do it. Should we move on?
Yeah. I mean, you could get stuck on the whole thing. Like, I don't know. Let's move past
it. Okay.
Let's flip a coin.
Flip a coin. See if we're going to move on to the next part.
Yeah, okay. Heads, we keep going. Tails, we move on.
Okay, one sec. Let me get my coin back out. Where's my coin go? Okay. Got it? Would you say heads, we go on?
No, heads, we stay. Tails, we go.
Tails, we go.
Yes.
Okay, fuck. That was good. That could have been real bad.
I know. There was more tails before, so I thought we'll stick with the tails theme.
Hey,
what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
Nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
You know what I'm thinking about, Joe?
Tell me.
This is just one of those things that I always find funny.
Okay.
That so like, especially like wearing like I'm wearing a Seahawks hat and a Mariners hat right now,
or a Mariners sweatshirt,
or Mariners sweatshirt, or it doesn't matter really what you're wearing. Someone will be like, "Oh, I love your hat," or "I love your sweatshirt," and you're just like,
"Thanks."
That's weird to get compliments on.
I'm just like a clothing attire.
Yeah, something you're wearing. Okay. Like if I knitted this hat and if I made this hat and they're like, "Oh, I love your hat," and I'm like, "Oh, thanks, I worked hard on this hat."
Yeah,
but all I did was just order this on the internet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. And it's so funny. Like whether it's trendy clothes, whether it's just something you bought or just whatever, people are like, "Oh, I like your top." Thanks.
I love that shirt.
I love that shirt. Thanks. I got it at Ross.
Thanks. I picked it off a rack.
Somebody else made it and it was on a rack or it was on a mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're going to like Nordstrom and my wife worked at Nordstrom, so she would dress things how the trends were.
Mm.
So if you go down there, you're looking at a mannequin, you're like, "Yeah, that looks good." And you just buy that stuff and someone's like, "Oh, I like your outfit." Like, "Thanks. I didn't have anything to do with this. Somebody else did this.
I just bought it."
Yeah.
I bought it and put it on my body, but thank you.
Like, I get people are just trying to be nice or whatever, but that's the kind of stuff I think about. Like, I hear that and I don't go like, "Oh, thanks." I'll always be like, "Oh, thanks, I made this." And they'll be like, "Really?" I'm like, no,
of course I didn't.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
So
it kind of, and I could see that same logic going to haircuts.
Oh yeah,
pretty funny.
Like
thing.
Your haircut. Wow, nice haircut, Joe.
Wow, thank you. All I did was stay alive, and my hair grew. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a place, and someone else made it.
Somebody else
this.
Did it. You picked up. You like, "I want that,"
and then someone else did all the work. They're like, "I love your hair. Thanks."
Yeah,
thanks. I did nothing for it.
Really, what you should do is you should thank the barber or the person that made it. So when someone goes, "Hey, Joe, I like your haircut." "Oh, really? Well, I went to something barber, and they did this." So. Here's a number, or you could, their address is 555, whatever. You should go down there and say, "I really like Joe's haircut.
Good job on the haircut.
Good job."
Yeah.
Don't tell me. I had nothing to do with this.
When people walk into your house, "God, I love your home. Thanks." I fucking bought it from this guy who, he knows the person who made it. I'll drive you down there right now.
Yeah.
We can talk to
Hop in.
Jacob Peterson. Luckily, he still lives in town. He made this house. Beautiful house.
Built it himself.
I don't want to take all the credit for this house.
Right.
But we're going to go find out who actually built it. Compliments just in general are weird.
So he built the house. He had someone else style. And then he brought a decorator.
Mm-hmm.
So Janet, the decorator, came in and decorated the house. I really had nothing to do with this. I just happened to live here. Mm-hmm. And you're giving me compliments.
Mm. That feels kind of nice sometimes.
I like your ears, Joe.
Thanks.
And your nostrils.
Thank you so much. I just go tell my parents. My parents made them.
They didn't have anything to do with it because their parents made them.
Oh, what a shit show.
Yeah.
What a shit show compliments are. Do you have a hard time accepting compliments?
Yes.
Yeah? I heard somewhere, it's just a perfect analogy of... Like if someone that doesn't a good job taking compliments, it's like trying to shove a wrinkled dollar bill into a vending machine.
Yeah.
You're like, "Here you go."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. And then you say something else back like, "Well, you fucking don't really look."
Yeah.
Okay, well, I like your ears. You're like, it's perfect.
That's pretty funny.
Perfect representation of what it's like getting compliments.
Well, in anybody that... that like puts out their art or their work or whatever, you're going to get either hate or compliments or whatever. So that does happen a lot. With the compliments that I like are someone saying like, "Oh, it's like it's like you were following me around," or you knew the relatability of it, like a video, a mom video or something that. And they're like, "Oh, it made my day better." That's cool. But when someone's like, "Oh, you're so funny," or you're this is, I don't know what to say to that, but someone's like, "Oh, you made my day better." I'd be like, "Oh, cool. I'm glad I was able to do that."
I made something that had an impact on your day.
Yeah, that's fine. But when they just give you straight compliments, I don't know how to take it.
How to take that.
Like some people need reinforcement. Like, I need to know that I'm told I'm beautiful or handsome or that they like my outfit or whatever. Mm-hmm.
I need you to not do that.
Yeah,
that's kind of how I am.
Because I'm like, we've talked about this before. Like, I'm not a, I don't generally like when I meet someone or I see someone, mm-hmm. not a big
shaker
mm-hmm. or. And
you slapped my butt today.
Well, yeah,
that was cool.
But I like walking up and slapping your butt because we have this relationship.
Yeah, we do.
But I don't like, even when I see people, I don't know. I just like, there's this weird, awkward mm-hmm. thing that you're supposed to greet someone a certain way. And then somebody will walk up, give you a handshake. Somebody will walk up and do the slap fist thing.
And you're like, what's the next step?
And then some people do the slap grab into the hug.
Pull you in with a little tap on the back.
Yeah. And so then sometimes I find myself like, is he a clap, grab, hug guy? So then I'll do that. And then they're like, they didn't want to do that. I'm like, now I fucking did that.
Oh, no.
Like, now I'm a guy that does that thing. They think that Brian's one of those guys. I'm like, no, I'm really not.
I was just trying to I thought you were that kind of guy.
I thought you were that guy. So I thought I'd meet you in the middle.
Branching back to compliments in general, for anybody that is like creative or you make something.
Mm-hmm.
That is the weirdest part with compliments is when you get like you worked on something, but then you kind of have moved past it.
Yeah.
And you're not and they compliment you and you're like, oh, thank you. But then in the back of your head, like, I fucking hate that. I mm-hmm. hate that thing I made. Like, I've progressed so far past that thing you like that now I'm like, well, you like that. Check out this other shit that I'm doing. Cause, mm-hmm. and then eventually I'm going to hate that too. It's just the way that,
well, that's
the way
that it is. Honestly, that's how it should be. You should look at the stuff you did before, like, ugh, I'm glad I'm not doing that anymore.
Glad I moved on.
Not stagnant.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, they don't want you to change either.
Yeah.
It happens with musicians and you change, a new album comes out and it sounds different. Like, oh, man.
You idiots.
But I mean, I get that from like, because you like that. What mm-hmm. they did,
mm-hmm.
but the artists themselves want to evolve.
I wonder why there's got to be some weird, just weird compliments in general that people have gotten. Like example of what you said. I like your nostrils. Mm-hmm. How the fuck do you respond to that in the real world?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks.
And I like yours too.
Wow, you have some good ones too.
Oh, and that's a whole nother fucking side.
I like
to
your
it.
Shirt. Oh, I like yours too. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah. How are you supposed to respond to that?
I don't know.
Because are they wanting a compliment back?
Fishing.
And then if you don't, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, well, I said nice shirt to you, mm-hmm. and, you know.
Wow, you look amazing today. Thanks. And you don't come back with it. You look great, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how that. I know plenty of people that are that.
You're there.
Yeah, look at you right there.
There you are.
Oh, yeah, look at you. Yeah, look at us.
Yeah.
Look, it's both right here.
I always felt weird, like, when there's a comedian on stage or a musician on stage or something, the fans are like, I love you, so-and-so, and they're like, I love you, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a funny thing to say back, because it's like...
First of all, you can't see them, because the lights are...
You have no idea who you're said loving. That.
Yeah.
And I get why they do it. It's just kind of like, oh, thanks, I love you, too, kind of mm-hmm. back. But it seems so insincere.
It does.
Too.
I feel like women would get weirder compliments and probably give... there's probably guys trying to hit on women that have given some really weird compliments. Mm-hmm. I see this all going down at a bar. He's like, hey, babe, I like your pockets.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Like to have my hand in your pocket.
I can put my hand in your pocket. Just like, what the fuck is this? All right, but if you have examples... of some weird-ass compliments, I would love to hear them. I'd mm-hmm. love to read them. So send those in to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. God, dudes are so creepy.
They really are.
Hey, baby. You got two of those ears? What? Want to go out sometime?
You know what's funny? I had this thought one time. I was like...
Sorry, this reminded me of Dumb and Dumber. Those skis? Yeah? Both of them?
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just overfilling the gas. Both of them.
Fuck. What was I gonna say?
Sorry, I did it.
See,
I knew it.
If I don't say something, I lose it immediately.
Damn Sorry. Talk about creepy guys saying creepy things.
Yes. Okay,
whew!
Got it. Okay, so when guys like we used to go, we'd be drinking the bar. We'd go down to there was a gay bar in town that we used to go to because it was open till like 4 a.m. And as a group of us guys, we'd get in there and there was like a pole and mm-hmm. we'd just go nuts. We'd be dancing. And there's dudes in there like staring you down and like grabbing your crotch and stuff.
Gay bar is a good place to go nuts. You know what I mean?
It is.
You get
it. Yeah, I get it.
Hey.
But there was like, it wasn't, I don't know. I'm not gay, but I'm not like, I'm not turned off by homosexuality.
I'm not scared of
dicks. I'm not scared of homosexuality. Yeah,
exactly.
So like someone, like they look at you and you're just kind of like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like mm-hmm. this is not going to happen, you know. But But there's some people that are just like, oh, I don't, they don't want gay people around. They're like, I don't want, like in the NFL locker room. Yeah. Like, I don't want a gay guy in the locker room. I don't want him looking at me, or I don't want to, and like, dude, calm down. You're not that attractive. Like,
you're assuming a lot of things right
you're
now.
You're assuming that this guy just is going to be attracted to you because you're a man.
Right.
And then I had this thought where it's like, you're that same guy is creeping on women mm-hmm. at a bar.
Making them feel terrible.
Making them feel awkward that they're being hounded. And it's like, you're assuming something about a guy that's probably not even thinking about that, all the while being a creep to right, someone who doesn't want it. Like, hello.
What a world.
It's crazy.
I love the zoo out there.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy anyway, people. Anyway.
That's a fun thought.
All right. Should we get under our confessions? Got some really good ones. Are you ready?
I guess.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Confessions.
Confession time.
Confess to me,
fellow father. This first one, I remember it because I was just reading a little bit of it before we got in here. This one's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So kicking off, got this, it's anonymous daughter. You know how confessions work. Says, hey, fathers, me again. I don't know. She was anonymous, so I have no idea who this is. This time, with the one and only secret confession I have, because why not? Please keep me anonymous. You got it.
Of course.
There was a neighbor guy I was seeing when I was a freshman in college.
Oh, I know who this is.
We were both in relationships, but both of our significant others lived out of town, which gave us plenty of time to fuck around. One day, when his mom was traveling, I stayed at his house, and in the middle of making out, I got my period. Whoopsie.
That happens sometimes.
Oh, no. I went back to my house, put a tampon in.
God, that just made me think of like a commercial for tampons.
It says tampon on. I feel like it goes, I don't know. It went in, right? Put a tampon on like you're wearing like a pair of socks.
Tampon on. Yeah. I mean, you don't.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the lingo.
In and on are weird.
Yeah. It went back to his house to sleep over. He woke me up around 7 a.m., hard as a rock, and requesting for me to remove my tampon so we could have sex. Ooh. Which I did. So we're in the middle of it, and we hear his girlfriend's loud voice calling his name. She had keys to the house and was making her way to the bedroom. We both looked at each other in panic, and when he pulled his dick out, there was a very visible pool of period blood formed on the white sheets.
Oh my God.
I grabbed my stuff while holding my crotch with my panties so no more blood would come out. Now, instead of just covering the blood with something, the boy proceeds to smear period blood under his nose and mouth.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then he mouthed to me, I'm just going to tell her I had a nosebleed. Borderline genius.
Oh, that is pretty smart.
I snuck under the bed, and 2 seconds later, she walks in and lets out a scream And, oh, baby, what happened? Are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I just had a really bad nosebleed. Let me put this in the washer and then let's go to the out to breakfast. I waited until I heard the door slam to get out from under the bed, got dressed, ran to my home. Now we're both happily married and have stayed good friends. And that was the last time we had sex. I've never told this embarrassing story to anyone, not even my husband. And I'm sure he hasn't either. Sorry, not sorry for the long email.
That's fantastic. Mm. So they never got caught.
Nope. Just little fucking, I don't even know. I picture him basically dressing up like a rodeo clown. I don't know if he's like, oh, just do this. And like paints a giant period smile.
Or like Joker.
And how much better would it be? He's like, I'm just going to tell her that I'm practicing for the rodeo. Fucking what?
And it just goes really elaborate. Like, you can't make that up, right?
He's like, wow. I make that up. He has like big old shoes on. Wait, we have
a condom. Him. He pulls a condom out and blows it into a
little puppy.
Here, a used
so
condom.
So happy you're home, honky honky.
With a little flower, yeah. Squirt squirt,
flapping his big shoes around. He has those by the side of the bed for no reason.
Yep.
He goes, oh no, I've been waiting for this moment.
You just never know.
I have to pretend like I'm going to clown school. And right now, it's my time, baby.
That's so amazing. Mm-hmm. She's just under the bed hearing this all unfold. Because I'm assuming he had to get cleaned up.
Yeah.
All this kind of, so she's just laying under the bed the whole time. Like, how long was she hiding under the bed?
I just pictured, like, the lie getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
He's like, I just got a really bad nosebleed. She goes, on your dick?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, it's like, fold himself in half. He's like, that's what gave it to me. I was trying to suck my own dick.
I was trying to blow myself.
I was trying to blow myself.
Poked myself in the nose.
Broke my nose. And then fucking, and here you are.
What if she's just dang. Like, I could do that. Like, how about you let me do that for you?
Oh,
so then she starts blowing him with other girls' period blood on him.
That's got to be in the Urban Dictionary. If not, we got to name it after a clown. Some kind of clown show.
Sucking the wiener of somebody else with somebody else's period blood on it. That, did we just come up with a thing?
I'm not going to go look it up right now. But we definitely could have.
A ketchup popsicle? Maybe like a...
That's a good one. A stranger? Licking the stranger's ketchup popsicle? Oh, man. It's not your pops. It's not your ketchup popsicle. Oh, man.
That is...
Have you ever been like caught in the act having sex by anybody anywhere?
No, just kids. The little kids. Not our kids.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Let me clarify that. Our kids. Not just random children. We're on the big toy at the park.
No,
we're on the big toy at the park, and some kids show up.
No. We would never. We don't fuck anywhere but the playground.
Well, we usually go to McDonald's. We're in the ball pit,
right?
So kids come down the slide,
and then ta-da!
And then lands right on us. You know.
Yeah, I've never been caught in the act. I've been stopped because of someone comes to the door, and then you're like, God damn it! You have to stop what you're doing.
Let
them see.
No, I mean. Oh. Did they just knock on the door?
Well, they need to come in.
Oh.
Need to get into the room that you're in. I've had that happen. Never been caught masturbating. I guess, I don't know. I've had it definitely ruined, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where you're like, God damn it.
Yep.
Like, I was going to be able to do this.
You hear a door shut, and you're like, ah!
Punch your own. Fuck!
Punch in the clown.
Fucking dick.
Make it go away. Mean, yeah, you're like, you're all excited.
Mm-hmm.
Wife leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Sprawl out.
Get those toesies out.
Yeah.
Mm, you get
and
it.
All of a sudden, you hear the door shut and mm-hmm. that panic, yep. that sick panic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Gotta put everything away.
I have a lot of stories from college that weren't me, but I think I'm going to leave them alone for now. although I did.
You got some confessions?
I haven't shared this story for a long time. But so if you're coming over from Is We Dumb, you've heard it. But I did get caught getting a blowjob by my stepdad. And then I lied and said that I was actually showing her my glow-in-the-dark shirt. Like he was going to buy that.
The thing you just jumped to.
I was like, no. She wanted to see my glow-in-the-dark shirt. Was my dad like 4 years old?
Yeah.
Or my stepdad's like, oh, yeah, that's a great place to do that. Can I see? Like, it's not going to fucking work. Get out of here.
Well, you know what's funny is like my kids, they'll be doing something. You know, they're 7 and 4. So they'll try to, you know, mm-hmm. pull a fast one on you and say, and then you catch it and you're like, God, is that what I sounded like when I was trying to get out of something to my parents?
And you're like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you think, oh, my parents, they're old. They don't understand.
They don't know how the world works.
Yeah.
They're basically like, dead. Yeah, I don't even know how they're still here.
And they're like, oh, yeah. they were in their 30s at the time. Of course they know that I was full of shit.
I know.
Like, I just had to take 4 shits today, Mom. She knew. She had to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I've had that talk with Pepper, actually. I was like, unfortunately for you, you have a dad that did all the things. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to be able to get away with shit. I'm going to know exactly what's happening all the time. And or it's going to turn her into like the best liar of all time.
Yeah. But,
or we'll see.
She takes it as a challenge.
She thinks she gets away with shit now. And we're like, okay, we know exactly what's happening.
I guess there's something to that, though, where you're like, just be honest with us.
Mm-hmm.
Just let us know what's going on and we'll...
Yeah,
we'll work through it, but just don't lie to me.
Well, guess we'll spank you 3 times instead of 5. Okay.
At what point?
Oh, sorry.
What point is it like, you know, the whole thing, like when you shake off when you're peeing,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, there's a limit. There's like this unwritten rule.
Yeah.
Well, what I was gonna say was, like, when you said you were gonna spank your kid 3 times or whatever. Like, when
you're just like,
when's the cutoff point where you're like, no, I mean, just like there's that unwritten rule.
Oh, yeah.
So like, if you're spanking your kids. When does it become abuse?
Oh, yeah, a little cutoff point?
Yeah. So
I see
you spank your kid a couple times, but now you've hit him like 5, 6, 7 times.
God, I'm happy that the tie came around because the thought of your brain being like, oh, yeah, spanking kids. How many times do I shake my penis after peeing? Like, that reminds me of me.
I was holding my penis.
Hold my penis. Peeing, of course.
I was shaking my wiener while I was thinking of hitting children.
And when does it turn into playing with yourself? I don't know. It beats me.
After you hit your kids 4 or 5 times, then now you're playing with yourself.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's dark, too. Now you're getting off because you're hitting your kids.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
That's an unfortunate kink for somebody out there.
Somebody's into it.
Do something naughty. Real
you're
naughty.
Like begging your kid. Wait, your kids.
Sneak out.
The police come home with your kids, and you're like, instead of getting mad at your kids, you're like, yes. Oh, my daddy's gonna have an orgasm for the ages tonight.
God damn it. Okay, let's move on before we get arrested. Do you want to read the next confession?
I'll try.
Okay. Forgot about that.
Okay. Okay. Moving on to another confession. Now they mm-hmm. write. There's no name to this, Joe.
No, I know they're anonymous confessions.
Oh, right. God damn it. What year is this? Like that matters. Mm. One time when I was in high, it was a short one. Mm-hmm. One time when I was in high school, I went to Taco Bell for lunch, and the cashier lady was just being rude for no reason, as they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into the bathroom, took a garbage bag out of the trash, and shit in the can while waiting for my food. That's so.
God.
That has nothing to do with the person working
and I just
at
love,
the counter.
I love that. That's like, like you just she's being rude to you. You're like,
I know what I'm gonna do.
And take the bag out to make sure it's not easy.
Right.
And you're assuming she was the one that had
it's
to clean
some
it.
Other person that's gonna clean it. Probably
who just started. He's in the back.
Yeah,
he's not running the desk. He's in the back cleaning up other stuff.
What if that's what she's into? Like, she just pisses off people.
Just like the last.
So they go do things that affects not them, but other people.
She's really mean. Like, you know what you should do about it? Go shit in the trash can in the bathroom.
So my car is a red Honda Civic. You should go just vomit and shit all over that.
I mean, I would hate it, right?
I would hate it so much.
Because I'm so rude. Please don't.
On account of me being rude.
Wink, wink.
What if that person was into vomiting and shit, so they got off on that. So they were rude.
They got off on being rude to them.
Right.
Okay.
So when they go out to their car and they're like, they're like sniffing the shit and the vomit.
No!
And they're just like, and then they're spank bank and they're like whack it off in the car.
is this getting
real weird?
I'm letting you ride,
but I'm like getting in a dark.
Spot
right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I just want to see where this goes.
Stay in there.
Stay in the pocket.
Naughty
musicians.
Naughty things in bathrooms. Reminds me, I don't know why this story. Well, I mean, I know why, but I haven't thought of this story through all the stuff we've talked about with the fast foods over the whatever amount of episodes. I never recalled the story until right now. It was a baseball trip. American Legion, I remember that. It was in the summer, and we were naughty baseball boys, so whenever we went out of town for these tournaments, we would bring beer or find someone to buy us beer while we're there. So staying in the hotel rooms, drinking beer, all that kind of stuff. So on this particular night, we were by Pocatello, Idaho, which is, you know, southern Idaho. Southeast! And we were right near enough by, and we were like, okay, well, let's head into town because we want to see what's going on. We're just high school
kids.
You
want to go Pocatello or something.
Yeah, Pocatello. You get it. And then, so we have our sober driver, and then we have a car full. I think there's four, maybe five of us in this car, and we're driving into town. I'm going to get to the part about the restroom, but the other part of the story is funny, too. So a couple of the guys in the car, they're drunk, and they're being assholes. And so they're yelling stuff out the window, right?
Being assholes to everyone else or to you guys?
No, to people outside of the car. And it was funny, and we were laughing. And then we had to stop at a red light. And I'm in the back, and all I'm doing is laughing. I'm in the driver's side rear thing, and I'm just like sitting there. Windows are down, and I'm laughing. And the next thing I know, I'm getting punched in the face. And this woman who our friends were talking to parked behind us at the red light, got out of the car, and she walked up to my window and punched me. And I was the one that didn't do anything. And she's like swinging through the, I'm laughing while she's trying to hit me. I'm trying to roll the window up because I'm drunk and she's punching
me. Wait, are you physically rolling up or are you pushing the button?
I don't remember.
Because you were making the motion like you were rolling.
I don't remember what was in the car. I remember laughing so hard and just trying to get her hand out of it. And it was the one person who wasn't doing anything was the guy who was getting punched by this chick.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's all over with. And we get out of there and we go to a McDonald's. Okay, and this is where this comes in. And we're in the bathroom, and we all really have to pee because we've been drinking. And so all the stalls and the urinals are full. And my friend, who just gets too drunk all the time, I hear water noises from the urinal, and I like lean back to look. And he's standing on the counter pissing in the sink.
Oh, my God.
Look, he's going, yeah!
And with his hand up on the wall.
And we're like this loudest group of people. So, of course, the manager comes in.
Of course.
And just everybody pissing and laughing. And my buddy standing on the counter pissing in McDonald's sink. And he's just like, get out! We're like, you got it. Can I get a Big Mac before fucking leaving? And we got kicked out of there and had to go somewhere else.
But open the door.
To that.
And to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like, oh, God, there's somebody being loud in there. Mm-hmm. And then so much worse.
So much worse. Yeah, people laughing and dude pissing in the sink.
But I love that he's standing there with his, like, the casual mm-hmm. hand on the wall. Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Splashing around everywhere.
I said no fucking pickles.
Because it's a bowl, so it's splashing everywhere.
Mm-hmm. He did not care. He's that friend. Anyway, should we get on to our next confession?
Sure.
Are you ready for that? Okay, here we go. I got something that I want to get off my chest.
That's something I want to get on a chest.
It was back when I was 18. I was in college, living with my girlfriend and her parents. Oh. But my girlfriend at the time had a smoking hot mom. The girl was hot herself. But check this out. I like that segue.
Mm-hmm.
One night, my girlfriend at the time was dipping my balls and dick in a tub of whipped cream. Straight from the refrigerator. You know, getting freaky, trying some new things.
Okay.
I've never just been like, want to try something new? Yeah, let me dip your junk in the whipped cream. Not put whipped cream on your junk. Shoving your junk in the whipped cream.
Yeah. Because okay. I was going to say, maybe it's sweaty and tasted gross.
Yeah.
But don't dip it in there because now you contaminated the whole.
Or do, because this is why this is fun. Oh, well, okay. After we finished up, she put it back in the fridge.
The wiener?
Or put his penis right in the refrigerator. Well, fast forward a couple hours later, my girlfriend's mom at the time would always catch me looking at her toes. She knew I wanted them. Side note, yes, I have a foot fetish, guys. Lol. But back to the story. She asked me out of nowhere, hey, Matt. Oh, he gave his name. That's on you, buddy. Do you want to suck my toes? That line from someone else's mom is really funny to me.
So this is just so I'm clear.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the day, it was with the girlfriend, and now it's the mom.
Now it's the mom.
Okay.
Who, he has a foot fetish, says, hey, Matt, do you want to suck my toes? Me shocked, not knowing what the fuck to say. She says, I see you look at them all the time. I said back to her, they are very pretty. So she got up, went to the fridge, and got the same tub of whipped cream, dipped her toes in it, and says, here you go. And I sucked it all off, each toe, like nobody's business. That's such a funny line.
Oh, my God. Like, nobody's business.
It's like, no, that nobody has that business, bud.
It's such a weird saying anyway.
It's so good. I know.
Doing it like nobody's business.
We got after it like nobody's business. What? Like,
yeah, it's nobody else's business.
No one said it was a business. What are you doing? Anyway, nobody's business. And she tells me to never speak of this, and you might get more of these toes. Lol. Whoa. So I said, you have my word, told her good night, went back to mine and my girl's room to sleep. Next morning, her dad comes home from working all night, goes straight to the fridge for a snack and a drink.
Oh, my God.
Tells me good morning, grabs eggnog, chocolate pudding, and wouldn't you know it, the tub of fucking whipped cream. Grabs a spoon, puts a spoonful on top of his eggnog, then a spoonful for his pudding. Then to top it off, he scoops the tub with two fingers and licks it off.
Oh, no.
I was crying inside. I had my balls and dick in that tub and his wife's toes.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, that's my confession. Sorry it was so long. 3.5 out of 5 stars. Love the podcast. Stay fucking funny.
That is it. Oh, my. Like, that's something you just can't.
Mm-mm. Nope. just.
You're sitting there. You're sitting at like on the couch or the coffee or like at the dining room table mm-hmm. while you're watching. You're just kind of head in your hands. Like,
oh jeez.
Oh, do how? I just let him go?
I'm assuming this is just one of those things that went to the grave, or it's gonna be heading to the grave.
I wonder if you got them toes again though.
Yeah, you want somebody here? You got my word. Well, right back in. We know your name's Matt, so that's your fault for putting that in there.
Well, we could just bleep it out,
dude. No, I'm not doing it. So fault? If you got more than toes, Matt, right on in here and let us know. That's the main takeaway from this. Did you get to suck some more toes?
There's so many Matts.
Are you a toe sucker?
No.
Okay. You ever suck toes? Toes ever?
I've never have. Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, I've done it. Not really my thing, but I've done it. Mostly it's like they just happen to be near my mouth.
they were just there.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're doing the stuff and then you're like, oh, there's some feet up here by my head. I guess I'll suck on these toes for a bit.
Hey, thanks, Joshua, for becoming a patron.
Oh, someone just signed up?
Yep.
Just got a notification. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That is amazing.
Mm.
I feel like there's been a couple stories. This one and I think one earlier it's like American Pie.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
You know, like scenes like that. Like
you see something happen. I don't know. If the movies do it all the time. You see something terrible happen to something. Someone comes in and uses the whatever, yeah. Like a dog shit on a spoon or something. And mm-hmm. he's like, oh, I love this spoon.
It's but my this favorite. Is real. It's like, my oh, favorite spoon. I can't say anything because this is my girlfriend's dad's favorite spoon.
Right.
And then you see the guy walking in. Everybody seen my favorite spoon?
Laugh track.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, what a wild ride that is, though.
Oh God, see that would be funny. Something as like dirty as what's going like this, but put a laugh track to it. Like it's a that's what we should do. I think we should write a sitcom style. But it's this kind of shit.
It's the confession.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, just have the
ooh. If you never hey, mention Matt, a word to this,
I know you want
to
suck
get
my
these toes later.
Ooh. Yeah. There's always that one little the soft laughed mm-hmm. is my favorite soft laughed.
Mm-hmm.
The soft laugh.
It's like a grumble. Yeah.
So the person adding that is like just a little funny.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a tiny funny and then
it,
the back
it can't be over the top.
Okay, you want to read our final confession for this week?
Brian! Hey, daddies!
Oh, hey.
I don't know why I say it like that.
It just comes out naturally.
Joe and Brian.
Brian!
Was just listening to Joe talk about throwing his son under the bus. I love, like, that's an, it's a metaphor and... Oh, yeah. This, yeah. I was thinking, no, he probably did throw his son under the bus. He's throwing him into a nightstand.
Why? So. What's the difference?
That should be the new saying. Instead of throwing him under the bus, you know, I'm not going to throw him in a nightstand.
I'm not going to throw him into a nightstand.
What?
Like nobody, I threw him into the nightstand with nobody's business.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
What? What kind of business are you in? Off. What kind of fucking business are you in? Yeah, that's not the point.
It's not the point.
It's not the point. Okay.
All right. Son under the bus washing the sap off his car reminded me of a blackout drunk nightmare.
Oh my God.
Dude. We need punctuation.
Dude.
Blackout drunk night. Comma. We need a comma here. Me and a friend at a local strip club.
Okay.
This is so it's like one time I was going to just a little context. This place is renowned in the area for being the worst strip club. Mm-hmm. Okay, we all know those places.
Mm-hmm.
You only go there when you're fucking hammered and you have a buddy that doesn't know how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen a one-legged woman and an angry little person and all sorts of obvious
obvious scars.
All sorts of scars.
Oh, man.
My favorite was a woman with a tattoo on her chest that said, sure. And I don't know why.
That.
Sure, I guess. Sure. Whatever.
That is a tattoo I only want to see in a strip club.
That woman has been through some shit.
Yeah, she's just,
hey, can I do Read the shirt. Read the chest.
I'm sick of saying it. Just look. Sure. Yep. Can I come on your... Sure. Why not?
Okay. Refer... I just love that. Mm-hmm. Anytime you have a question or a request, just refer to the chest.
She just pulls her blouse open. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Sure.
So one night, my friend and I went... went in as we would love to pick. Oh my God, let me try this again. Dude, why can I?
I don't know.
Okay. I haven't read anything in a week. So one night, my friend and I went in as we would love to pick up and play really.
Pick and play! Pick and play! There's no up in there. I swear to God.
What does pick and play mean? Okay.
It's, keep reading and you're
going to
find out.
So one night, my friend and I went in as we would love to pick and play really. Not strip club music
on the jukebox.
We would love to pick and play really not strip club music on the jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
It's that low class where the dancer can't go unless people play songs for her.
I've never been to one like that, but that's so funny.
Yeah.
It's like, coming up next, what happened here for Cotton Eye Joe? She's like, God damn it.
What day are you at?
This land is my land. Like, what the fuck?
And God is an awesome God. We raise.
God bless America. And she's like,
land
up there.
That I love.
Doing a high kick.
Just grind. Doing that thing where they go, where they spread their knees and then their ankles and they kind of like, they can move forward or backwards.
God bless America.
I pledge. Okay,
pledge allegiance. Like she's fucking doing twirls to the pledge. Okay, anyway, that's funny. I want to go to a strip club where I get to pick the music.
Where the hell was I? Right and there. you can guess what we would play. And I know
we're assholes. I swear to God. Do you want me to pick up from here?
Yeah.
Do you really want me to?
Yes.
Holy shit. Okay. This night,
I swear I'm not this bad.
This night, a moderately attractive dancer was walking around asking for tips, and my buddy decided to pretend to be deaf. And thankfully I caught on right away and we started signing to each other, with me telling her, "Sorry, my friend is deaf. He doesn't know what you're asking." She said, "Aw, poor thing," and left. By now, we realized we had to keep this up all night. At the end of the night, a dancer that was extremely attractive came up and started to sign to him in real sign language.
No.
Since she could obviously tell, since we were signing like Brian Reed's emails. So good. I knew that line was coming, which made all of this way funnier. We both gave her $20 and left the club. Man.
So, I mean, we both gave her a 20 and then a dollar sign. So, like... Come on, man. How do you expect me to read this shit?
I somehow made it through that part.
You did.
I don't know.
I think you read this one already, though, so you knew what was happening.
No. I didn't, like, put it to memory. Doesn't matter. I love the idea of...
Fuck you!
When you find yourself in those situations where you have to keep going. I know we talked about with the gimpy hands, with the windshield wipers. God, that story's so
good. You're so in deep that it's like you have to play it out.
And it didn't really say why he decided to pretend that he was deaf. Maybe he's just so drunk, he's like trying to talk. He's like, oh, this is working. He's just like, I don't want to say anything.
Well, I've done things where, like, I remember back in college and stuff, we were at a bar and like, oh, let's pretend we're from Alabama for whatever. And then you speak in an accent.
Or you pick like a job that you guys, like a business that you work at.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that with buddies before.
So, you know, it's really funny. This reminds me of a story. A buddy and I, it was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. We were at a breakfast place here in Spokane after a night of drinking. And these two girls sit down at the table with us. And we're pretending that we're from Alabama or something. I don't remember. We were pretending we were from somewhere.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just shitty accents. And we're playing into this. And then we leave, go home. And then a couple of days later, I was chatting with my buddy. And he's like, oh, yeah, that he had a class with that girl.
Oh, perfect.
So we were playing it up.
Well, got to get back on the early flight tomorrow.
Exactly. And
roll
and
tide.
Then he come to find out, he's like, oh, yeah, she probably knew we were full of shit.
We sat next to each other?
Trigonometry
just
class.
Just transferred. Oh, wow. What are the chances?
I was like, oh, God.
Last night we got done talking. I liked it here so much.
Right.
I just moved here.
I just moved here. Packed up. I'm having somebody else pack up my shit, and they're bringing it up.
They're bringing it over because I'm so rich. Mm-hmm. Just like keep the lie going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man!
Well, my buddy and I, we did this thing. Zach, you know Zach.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, well, if it was like an attractive woman in the radius that we're at, we'll just be like, We might go to Cabo this weekend, but I was thinking about selling that place and buying another place in like Bora Bora. But I don't know. We'll just kind of see like what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And you just the casually
both turn and look
and
at
just see like if anyone looks over. It's just kind of fine. That place in Cabo.
I'm so upset. I wanted, it wasn't the color of red Ferrari I wanted.
Right.
Yeah, it was red.
But I wanted more like a blood red. This blood is too red. Bright.
And like you should, like fake show pictures like this one. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, Weicker's got this one. Like mm-hmm. He starts showing off. You're like, nothing.
I love that. You're just showing pictures of like just memes.
Oh, smiley faces?
Yeah.
Just like pictures of your own dumb faces that you just took. All right. Well, that was our confessions for this week.
That was fun.
That was fun. There's some good ones in there.
You know what we should do? Instead of me reading, we should put these into a voice thing and just have
the robot
someone
lady?
Else voice it.
Yeah. Or have someone like draw it into pictures for you. Like that hire a cartoonist.
That would help.
Just, like, you're like, I think what's happening here. Can you imagine the
I just try to guess
the whipped cream dick situation and it's only
like,
pictures.
It's like cool whip.
Cool whip.
Penis emoji.
And just like balls dipping into it. You're like, what the fuck?
I like that.
All right, let's go to some good news because this one is pretty wild.
Okay.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray. We aren't doomed.
Yeah. Alright, so this one I came across, it just blew my mind. It's wild. You figure out you have some weird talent like this. I don't even know how you do it, but here, I'll just read the article and then we can talk about it. So a woman can smell Parkinson's disease with incredible accuracy and is now helping scientists to develop a test to diagnose it.
They're not talking about a dog, they're talking about a woman?
Yep, Joy Milne. Let's go. Joy Milne is a retired nurse from the Scottish town of Perth. She developed the ability to detect Parkinson's after sniffing the disease on her husband 12 years before he was officially diagnosed. He had this musty, rather unpleasant smell, especially around his shoulders and the back of his neck, and his skin had definitely changed, she said. Joy wasn't aware that the odor she was smelling was Parkinson's disease.
Obviously.
God, what is this?
What is that? Is that mold or Parkinson's? Is that
Parkinson's disease? What?
It's like, it could be Parkinson's, but it's not. It doesn't have like that. It needs to be like more of a a musty, you know?
Right. I don't think that's diabetes. Joy wasn't aware that the odor she was smelling was Parkinson's disease. She only linked the smell to the condition after her husband's diagnosis. When the pair visited a Parkinson's UK support group, Joy detected the same scent among the other people there who had the same distinctive smell. How crazy is that? The test that she was smelling people, the test had an amazing 95% accuracy. And the scientists found 4,000 compounds, of which 500 were different between those with Parkinson's and those in the control group. What a crazy, I don't know, like I can wiggle my ears. Like that's just something that I can do.
Oh, weird.
And I can do one at a time. How cool is that?
That's freaky.
Thanks. And things like that. But I'm not going to help out the world. This lady is a walking Parkinson's test. Oh, the hand fart thing?
Yeah, I can do that.
Do you ever do it?
I can't really right now, though.
Do you ever do it with your eye socket?
Oh, my God. You're going to suck your eye out. Stop it.
Okay.
Could you imagine being in that test? Oh, here, just visualize this. So you're sitting there, and she's like, I can see her like with her hands, kind of fingers kind of tapping together, walking up, and like, and the person's going,
please don't.
Yeah, please don't smell like that. The fear of like, and then she's like, and then she kind of gives like a point to him over people like this one right here. And
sticks a little flag, puts a little cone down.
Yeah, puts a cone down. Parkinson's.
Like a party hat on him. Like trying to lighten it up a little bit.
It says Parkinson's on it.
Parkinson's party.
God. Okay, for anybody that has the bandana on, come over here on this side.
Right. I mean, so she just goes, and just gets a little party hat and then slides it under your chin. Just puts it on your head. And she goes, sorry.
Gives
you like two little sparklers.
You know what's funny? You don't know if it's a good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell you. So you get the party hat and you're thinking, oh, sweet. I don't have Parkinson's party. We're throwing a party.
I made it.
Then they're like, now all the people with the party hats come over here and they take them to another room. Like, now if you're in this room,
you have Parkinson's.
You have Parkinson's.
Sorry.
I mean, but sorry to give your, we're trying to make it as fun as possible. Though. Trying to make it as fun as possible. Okay, let's move on to something that one of our sons found on the interwebs.
I could spend some time on that one.
I know, it's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome! We're both some video game playing dudes.
Sure.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
This was sent in by our son, Seth. And I just thought it was neat. I have something similar to this. I forget what it's called. Ezra stole it from me because that's how kids work. But it's one of those where you can connect different wires just to different things, and then they become the controller. So you can hook it up to like a spoon. Then when you touch the spoon, it makes like a boop, 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 boop sound. Whatever you program it to make.
Yep.
This article isn't loading right now, so that's a bummer.
I was just trying to load it too.
I remember what it was all about.
Okay.
This guy used one of these mods and made a controller out of just pizza and then beat Dark Souls with a controller that he made out of pizza, which I think is really funny. Dark Souls is really hard on its own. It's really hard when you're playing with a controller that's made out of pizza.
What would make that even harder is if that pizza looks tasty and you're just like, I want to take a bite, but this is my controller.
This is my B button. I can't take a little snack of this.
Like the pepperoni, all the buttons. Like if you touch the crust, it's like space bar.
Right. Just so hungry smelling that pepperoni. Makey Makey. That's what they were. And that's the same thing that this guy used. So if you go to makeymakey.com, you can get it. But it allows you to, basically connect whatever you want to become the buttons or to set off the remote, however you have the little Makey Makey module program that'll do that. You can play music. And obviously this guy used it to turn into a controller and beat
Dark Souls. You could build like the most ideal controller that would fit your hands how you like it.
Mm-hmm.
If you could customize it.
Yeah. I thought that was neat, and I hope that we see other really hard. I hope you go to imagine a Call of Duty tournament, which also does remind me. There's a guy. I'm not sure if you've ever seen his clips. If you're this far into video game stuff, there's a guy that plays Call of Duty with a flute. Have you seen
that? No, I haven't seen that.
So different notes make the controller go in different directions.
Like, is he good?
and he's a sniper. So he just like sits back and controls the little, and then it's like, and it shoots.
He's like so laying funny on a couch.
And he just plays a little song.
It sounds
and
like controls you're
playing. But I'd love to see a competitive guy in a tournament with just like moldy pizza controller. He's just so good.
He's just so good. He's like, if I play with a regular controller, I'm going to destroy everyone. So he's like making it
a little harder on himself.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Seth. Thanks for sending that in. I didn't know that was possible.
Could you attach it to your penis?
Yeah, probably. There's only one way to find out. We got to find that Makey Makey module. So,
because if you got your wiener hard, it could be like an Atari joystick. So now you're like flight simulator, and you're just like pull up.
I can't. I can't. The joystick or my whatever the flight thing would call it. What's it called? Is it called a joystick? My steering wheel's flaccid. I'm trying to think of. I can't.
Pull up.
It's flaccid. The steering wheel's flaccid.
I need another pill.
Get it. Bring it in here. Okay.
Some blue chew.
Let's end. We'll head over to Hey Guys now and read an email here.
Okay.
Hey, you
guys. All right. Let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow. That's cool.
All right. I was just going to say, all right, Joe, it's time for redemption.
And then hey, oh my time God. For Goethe. You got it.
I need that smelling lady over here just to make sure.
Make sure.
Okay.
Little Parkinson's party hat.
Our first email coming from our daughter, Emily.
Hi, Em.
Who writes, hello, Dad.
Hello.
Hi, Emily. I just want to say I look forward to the show drop each week.
Mm-hmm.
The John Jacob Jinglehammer Schmidt shit almost killed me. Schmidt almost killed me.
Mm.
He was saying. I laughed harder than I would like to admit.
Okay.
I'm emailing you because I believe Kayla has a valid point.
Okay, back to the barking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to be approached by a random child. I don't want to have to make awkward conversation with a random child. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
You are not anything to... You're not anything to me. Go away and find your parents. I also... What if that kid is, like, lost? And I need... My family's gone. Get out of here. You're nothing to me. And then she finds out
that means nothing.
There's a news story about that kid being kidnapped and murdered, and it's because she barked at him.
And that all they have is surveillance footage of you being like, you are nothing to me.
Nothing to me.
And we're looking for this key witness. Play the video.
So funny.
Go like, away.
If anybody's
nothing.
Seen this woman, they should go away. You're nothing to me. Kicks the kid. Oh,
okay.
God. I don't know where I was. Mm-hmm. You were not anything to me. Go find your parents.
Yep.
I also don't want my nieces and nephews to talk to random people. The world is a scary place. I also have a quick anecdote.
Mm-hmm.
Antidotes.
I mean, come
here,
on.
Here, take tongue. This.
Here's your antidote.
I need a reading antidote is what I need. Kind of along in the same vein, kind of not, LOL.
Okay.
My family was all going to Texas for vacation, so my sister and I needed to renew our passports. Passports?
Mm-hmm. She must be in Canada or something, I don't know.
Mm. I thought this show was America only.
No, it's everywhere.
All right.
I guess it could be anywhere. I'm just assuming because of the email is written in English that she's in Canada. That's my guess. I don't know.
Some places you got to have passports now to travel.
Fucking Texas isn't one of them.
No, that's not.
Well, come on in.
Everything's bigger. You need. Anyway.
You have to have a giant passport. Yeah. like a giant check. It's a comically large passport. Yep, excuse me, one second. The picture of you is just like this big.
Gigantic picture.
He's like,
he's holding it next to you.
He has to put it on
an
easel.
It's a life size.
He has to put it on an easel. And stand back and like adjust his glasses. It's like, yeah, that's
make
him.
This face.
He has a big stamp.
Comically big stamp.
Boom, boom. Welcome to Texas. Woo! He's wearing a giant foam cowboy hat. What kind of fucking airport is this? Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah. Oh yeah, everything. Oh god. All right,
god, that'd be funny. Excuse me. So unfold your giant passport.
I think we're gonna spend some more time on this in the party.
Oh, in the yeah, Patreon party,
Texas,
the PP party.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Where am I at again?
Family's
my sister
going to Texas,
I need to renew our passport. Okay. It's a 2-hour drive from where we live to the nearest passport office. This is funny. Like, can't you just go to like a mail place?
I'm guessing she meant DMV. I have no idea. The post office here.
Post office.
We're not going to ever get through this
mail place. Sorry, post office is what I meant.
The post office here doesn't even do passports anymore.
Okay. I think
they're kind of changing.
We did that in Spokane.
Okay.
Well, all right. Because you're in Idaho and they're like
back.
Texas.
Yeah.
So we decided to load up us and the kids to spend the day in the city as we live in a rural town.
Mm.
We could get our passports done, go for a nice lunch. Why am I? Okay. And was getting some shopping in. Okay. So they're going to make a whole day out of
mm-hmm.
it. Well, we were in the waiting in the line for my sister's oldest child was being the perfect dream child at 4. Her youngest at 3, not so much.
Mm.
Yep, terrible, whatever.
All of them. It's just terrible. I think that's what it is.
We tried bribing him with a nice lunch, giving him our phones. Oh, yeah, we done that. And mm-hmm. keeping his toys to keep him busy. We were in the government building. Okay. Please, child, we need you to behave. Realize we should have got a babysitter for the day, but it was a good thing the kids were there as their photos needed to be retaken.
Mm-hmm.
So we are at our wit's end, about to walk out. Say, fuck it. No passports. No vacation. No, fuck all. No, fuck all. Maybe they're from England.
Maybe.
It's not fuck all.
Fuck all.
It's not no vacation. Fuck all. All I'm doing is I'm delaying so I don't have to read. That's really what I'm doing. When this woman turned around the line, excuse me, young man, your mom has been so patient with you, but I can tell you're driving her nuts. Do you know what I have to do with little boys who are not being bad?
Or are being bad?
You know what I do with little boys who are being bad? I put them in a bag, holds this open massive purse. I take them away and they never, ever get to see their mommies ever again.
Wow.
He instantly stopped whatever the bad thing he was doing, clung onto his mom's leg and didn't make a peep for the rest of the time we were in the passport office. All we could do was say thank you. He's now 8. It worked for years. Whenever he was being a little shit, we would tell him, you better behave or the bag lady will come and get you. She doesn't know how influential she's been in our lives. I can guarantee you there are parents out there that would have found that offensive, but seriously, bag lady, if you're out there, thank you.
That's awesome.
Bag lady is also a different lady.
Mm.
I hope you like the story, and I promise my nephew is a well-adjusted, sweet young man. I don't think we can cause too much trauma. Now he knows it was only ever a joke. Love you guys. E.
Mm.
That's so funny, though. Like, giving the shout out to someone like wherever you are, bag lady, just know
your true blessing.
Yep.
To this family.
Bag lady has no idea.
No, nope.
She'd said that and then forgot all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, this family has remembered this lady.
I love the entity that is bag lady.
Mm-hmm.
even if she didn't exist, I think you could. This is a good thing for parents to scare their kids.
Make it up. It's. I mean, it's kind of like Santa Claus. You know what and
they
shit
say.
Like that.
You know what they say. Bag.
She knows when you're being bad.
You know, she knows when you're sleeping.
Yeah,
he wasn't even naughty, getting her fucking bag.
That's probably where it started. Like Santa started, because he's got the bag. He's probably got the
Krampus
sack.
Or Krampus.
Yeah,
probably.
Krampus is just bag lady.
Krampus.
Just bag lady wasn't catchy. They needed a fat right. White guy.
Fat white guy in a red suit or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, or whatever. We have one more email before we wrap up the show. This one's coming in from our babysitter Penny. When I first moved in with my late husband, I was sitting on the floor, tying my shoes. He straddled me and put his crotch in my face. I went to smack his ass and slapped him in the balls so fucking hard. He fell down and I ran. That story reminded me of the time he thought I had a cold cup of coffee and said, let's add some cream, and then stuck his dick in the cup. It wasn't cold. His scream made my morning.
Is this from the same...
same guy.
This guy just likes sticking his dick.
It's the same guy.
Things.
From the, yeah. He just moved on from the mom tub of whipped cream situation.
Yeah, now he's sticking it in hot coffee. That's from Penny. She's a babysitter.
She
in the
is,
group.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, Penny.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you to all the babysitters that do the mod work for the Can You Don't Playground on Facebook. If you haven't joined that, head on over there. They'll get you in there.
That really did work out pretty well. The whole... Mm-hmm.
The whole kid
the
thing.
The whole thing. Mm-hmm. The playground and the pedophile. what?
Nope. If you want to become a part of the gaggle, head on over to patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. You'll find a link in the episode description as well. And a reminder, if you are one of the silly geese, we'll continue the show for a little bit longer after we wrap things up here. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Can You Don't Podcast. Also, make sure to head over and check out Brian Albrandt, that page, because we're posting a video with the worst 911 call that we made this past week. So go check that out. Something you want to see on the show, send in a petty beef or a confession. Go to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. That's the email. Send it in. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Ready to wrap it up? I got an interesting thought for you.
Wrap
it up.
It up. Am I like my wiener?
Cut it out.
Oh, come on.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
All right, Brad, check this out.
Checking.
Someone somewhere in the world has nipples that are compatible with Lego bricks.
What?
Boop. It's a perfect little fit. Snap right on there.
Could you imagine the stuff that you could build? Just a clip on there?
Your dreams. You could build your dreams on your chest. I know.
I'm assuming it's a dude because women don't have that small of nipples,
some
right?
Do. I've come across some tiny nipples on some ladies.
That could fit a Lego brick?
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I'm going to get some Legos and see if I can put them on my...
Men having nipples is weird anyway, but like the difference in sizes of the nipples too.
Yeah, because the whole area is bigger or smaller.
No, but I mean, you could have, like, women are flat-chested, I assume would still have nipples that are...
Sometimes.
A little bit bigger.
Made for feeding. Nipples come... I've been, early on in my dating career, I made out with a lady that had no nipples. Nothing. There's no nipples on there. And that was wild. That was a trip.
Yeah.
That was a wild thing. And she had fake nipples she could stick on.
Did she have a mastectomy?
No. She just was born without nipples. I don't know what to...
Oh, so she had...
No nipples.
But she had boobs. Like, there was...
Boobs, no nipples.
There is no remnants of, was there an areola?
No, kind of, barely. Like the skin kind of changed texture, but not really.
Hmm.
Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, that's neat.
It is neat.
That's pretty neat.
That's pretty neat. You can tell it's an aspen because of the way it is. All right, ready to go?
Yeah.
Bye to the people that aren't continuing the ride with us?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And if, bye to them. And if you're coming with us to the party, we'll see you in there.
Woohoo!